Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. We are back in the new crib.
Yeah, man.
New crib is nice, boy. I'll tell you. Oh, Matt, this is your first time in a new crib.
Yeah, man. I put the down payment on it.
You the rich one?
No.
That's why you put a down payment on it?
Sure, sure.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you want to go
with. Well, I put the down payment on it, and, you know, it's good to see the fruits of our labor.
I am glad you led. You open this podcast up talking about paying for shit because it's going to circle back. I'm glad you led it with that.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
But for the neighborhood at home and for the neighborhood in attendance, we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. We will never stop saying it. So continue to rate, subscribe, comment. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave us a
5 stars, please.
That's 10. So
I was about to say, that's a lot of goddamn stars.
Five stars, right? Why? Because we are children and we're asking for validation.
Please.
So 5 stars. Thank you very much. Am I missing anything? Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
We're on YouTube. Shout out to Wiz Kev at. Kev, put the camera on yourself, Kev. No, turn around. Put it on. Shout out to Big Kev. One of our great landlords. He's handling the YouTube. So if there's any issue with the YouTube, y'all hit Kevin. Don't.
Yeah, please. Listen.
He jumped in. He said he could do it. I said, nigga, one thing about it, two things for certain. You got, and you heard him.
It's up.
It's up on Wednesday.
And it's stuck.
So if it ain't up on Wednesday, go talk to him.
Yeah.
Don't ask us about nothing because y'all motherfuckers are still rude. Make sure that y'all broke funky asses.
Talk about it.
Are going to the Patreon, patreon.com. Because a lot of you motherfuckers are Hakeem Campbell and Kimmy Gibbler. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. Y'all motherfuckers come in here. You eat our food. You listen to us laugh and joke. You get a tear out of us every now and then. And you don't give us no money.
Please go to
patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Pick up your keys, become a member today. And obviously follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Pod. Mac.
What up, brother?
We're in a new crib. It's never gonna get used to having clouds.
Son, this is fly. So fly. Like this is a whole different type of vibe right here.
Just we are recording live from the Hold My Dick Studios.
From the Hold My Dick Studio. All right. Okay.
Because HMD Studios.
Hold My Dick. Okay, no, got it.
Exactly.
Got it.
You said it right.
Hold my dick. It's got to be one word.
Hold my dick. So when the merch is coming, Hold My Dick Studios is coming. That's dropping. Uh-huh. We got my toothless friend in the building. Spin's my toothless friend. He don't got no teeth.
He got teeth. He don't got all of them.
He don't got the important one.
Yo.
It looks like somebody left the window open. I'ma leave the door open.
So what?
I'ma leave the door open.
Listen, my voice is going. I apologize, y'all.
Why is your voice going, though?
Man, outside is back open, which means
Mouse Jones has another job, ladies and gentlemen. Clap it up for the man. This man has another job.
Y'all could clap. Your nails could clap together.
Are you spending money?
Ooh.
I just want to know before I clap.
Cut her mic off.
She's asking. Those are real questions, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not a real question. That is a stupid question. Before we get hijacked, we are joined. We have one lovely lady in the building, in the crib, and we have my little brother in the crib as well.
All right. All right, nigga. Don't disrespect me like that.
Ignorance. Just ignorance. Oh, yeah.
We have some very special guests in the crib today. First, I ain't gonna say, all right, not my little brother, my co-host on the Black Effect Network podcast.
I'm so over you and all of your bullying.
You gonna let me introduce you?
Fucking 3 minutes.
Are you gonna let me introduce you?
Go ahead.
Let me do my job. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. So, Mac.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, we left the door open.
We did.
This nigga is PMSing. Oh my God. It's embarrassing.
You wanna rob
me? I do.
I know. I know how.
It is given.
Please, eye drops.
What? Wow.
Go on with the introduction.
All right.
Come on.
You have locks on the medicine cabinet? Jesus.
I'm about to call the police.
On himself.
Yeah, right on himself.
Oh, Jesus.
Talk about hold my dick.
All right. So listen, we have two very special ladies in the crib today. First and foremost, we have my sister, my dog, my co-host on the Black Effect Network podcast, the What Hip Hop Question Legends.
Yes.
And Liz, you might have seen us last week on the Breakfast Club together.
Oh, yeah.
We got DJ Nyla Simone. Nyla, what's good?
Thanks for having me, sis. Oh. Hi, Mac.
That's fine. That's getting cut off the episode.
No, don't cut it. Wow.
Hey, timestamp that. won't be on the
You're final so product. Childish.
And right next to her, another what's the word? What's the word they say when they be like polarizing?
Polarizing.
Controversial.
Controversial.
Yeah, she gets the people's blood going. Yeah. She's had quite the couple of weeks. She is a cast member on the show. Eight at the Table.
I'm a special guest on that show.
Not a cast member.
No, I'm not an official cast member.
Oh,
they're about to give you a check.
She just
I want to be known. It was a special guest.
Yeah.
Don't work for them.
Yeah.
We have, is it Jasmine? Blue Jasmine?
We have Blue Jasmine
here. Mm-hmm. Now you're giving very fair skin. So where's Blue? What's Blue?
The jeans.
I have a chakra on my neck, which is blue, and it stands for like speaking your truth, being authentic. Mm. You know, I went through a spiritual phase in my life.
Mm.
And so that's where the blue comes from.
The throat chakra. Okay.
Did that throat hurt?
Wow. Wow.
Did that hurt?
It actually makes sense now.
It does.
Like wherever we were ever confused about why her opinions are the way they are.
Her throat chakra is open, ladies and gentlemen.
Activated.
I'm not going to hold you.
That chakra is not closed.
He sat real up straight.
Yeah, listen. I get it.
Woo.
Spin, are you okay? You are not a cast member of this show, so we don't need you doing anything extra. Just sit and watch. Kev, you good? All right.
Never better, brother. Never better.
Rob, we good? All right, let's jump into it. Okay, so we have you, ladies here. Nyla, what has been your experience dating in the industry, being a face of a, you know, world-renowned, highly syndicated radio station? Like, what has the dating world been like for you?
Really difficult.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Anything else?
It's not really difficult.
It's a podcast.
I mean, you know, we would love some talking.
I would have loved if you would have prepped me for this conversation.
No.
No prep.
So fun in that.
This is what Guys Next Door is. It's real live conversation.
Yo, I see. Nah, dating has been difficult. Well, not anymore. Actually, I'm in a relationship. I'm sorry.
But clap it up for that.
Oh, yes. We love that.
Shout out to my boyfriend. He's amazing. But prior to that, definitely had a hard time just because you never know what somebody wants to date you for a lot of
times.
They
want
to date you for clout. A lot of times, you know, they want to use you for other reasons, especially being a woman. Niggas want to use women for pussy anyway, so you just never know.
And that's why we getting them back.
And that's why you gotta teach me how to rob.
James Brown. She's James Brown now. Right, the big payback.
Right. You gotta teach me how to rob.
The get back coach over there. So, yeah. So Jazz.
The get back.
It's not very often that I see somebody who is, what's the word I'm looking for? It's because it's not intriguing, right? Because I think that is kind of like rude to say to somebody like, oh, you're not intriguing. But like, somebody who I so fundamentally disagree with what they're saying can still get my attention. I'm like, okay, I am invested in whatever
there we
this
go. There we
is.
Go.
That was you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
But so tell me, where did that, like, that doesn't just, that you don't just wake up one day and say like, ah, this is my thought process. Like, how did you come to be?
Nah, I really think that I grew up with this thought process because I
so
say that
just
only
because you was on like the, like you was on the childhood playground and you was getting
like, we gotta get these, I gotta get these niggas for their graham crackers. Like, that's
nah,
what you're doing?
I don't know. Honestly, it's always been like, so in regards to my dad, has always been there for me financially 100%. But he wasn't really active because he was always working. So I always, from age 13, I had a debit card. And, like, I had more money than my friends because I always had my dad putting cards, you know, putting money on my card. And then when I was about, you know, 13, 14, 15, you know, I always had a body, always had. So men always wanted to buy me things. And I didn't know it was finessing. I didn't know it was city girls. I didn't know about none of that. I just knew, like, if a guy asked me for my phone number, I'm going to say I don't got a phone, even though I do. But then he gonna come, if he really want my number, he gonna buy me a phone. And I just figured that out.
He's gonna
out,
give
you, know?
You a number.
He's gonna give me a number that he could call.
Wow.
And that's a true story, you know, that really happened to me. So
where'd
I just,
you grow up?
Why did I never think about that?
The dumb, girl,
so yeah, the biggest thing is like, if a man is really interested in you, express what you need. And if a man is really interested, he's gonna, you know, he's gonna get it. That. He's gonna get it for you. Otherwise, he's gonna try to get what you got for him. You know what I mean? And then, you know.
Oh, wow! Hold on. So let's go.
Like
let's go
that.
Back.
No, that was good
tell
game.
Us
where
you grew up.
So I grew up all over New York.
Okay.
By the time
where'd
I was,
where'd you spend the most time?
Like, where would you call home? Or like,
yeah,
where you're from.
So I like the Bronx the most is where I feel home because,
yeah,
you know.
It was definitely giving me the Bronx. I felt it
in my spirit.
So,
Don't do that. First of all, look, listen. Yeah, all right, go ahead. You in front of Big Bronx energy. Stop, yo.
No, let's get back to the guy got you a phone. So what else have you been able to... Well, sorry, this ain't my podcast.
Nah, go ahead. You
what
can,
else
have
you been able to get?
Oh, at a young age or like as I got older?
Let's talk like, young age. Like
15, 16. Like clothes, you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
You just
Mad and
Nisha.
V.I.M.,
you know.
Yeah, you know, like
heavy
that,
on the V.I.M.
You know?
Shop.
Yeah, Mad Jordans, you know what I mean? Or the seven jeans and antiques and you know
okay.
what I mean?
Ooh,
so
antiques.
Do you directly ask or should it be approached like, yo, I don't have, like, how you go about it?
So I don't feel like you should ever ask unless you have a relationship, and I'm talking like 3 dates or more with this person, but I feel like you should just, you know, express your need, like, any, how are you doing? Oh, I'm not doing so well because, you know, I got this issue going on, but, you know, otherwise I'm great. You know, how are you? You know what I mean? So it's like, and if
you like slide
and if he ain't picking up one shit, you
I swear to God,
you don't get the third date.
Listen, let me tell you this right here.
Talk to me, Mouse.
I've seen that kind before.
Talk to me.
Boy, listen, maybe I'm just slow because that should be pissing me off. I'd be like, every time I ask this motherfucker how she's doing, bitch, you are bad luck. I need to get away because every time I talk to you,
something's
wrong.
Going on.
Bitch, I can't have this around me.
So you're not going to help support.
Mouse is going to consider it a bad omen and dip off.
But I mean, there's several ways, you know. Also, there are men who have already, like, they have ambition or they have certain things or they're going certain places. And sometimes if you can help bring stuff to that table, then they should, you know, they're going to fill your table up too. So it's different ways to get different things. But we talk about off the jump, you know, like you ain't giving no pussy. No, you're not off the jump. It's like to see if he really interested, I say, do that. That's my advice.
What's the gauge, right? What is your internal gauge like? Okay, I ain't gave no pussy yet. So like, this, I know I can get up to this.
Okay, I'm going to keep it so real with y'all. Because I don't know, my luck is different. Because this, you know, I'm not afraid to ask. You know, my luck is different. So, you know, the other day I was in the car coming back from Miami in a taxi with the taxi driver or whatever. And he's telling me, we talking because my phone died and he didn't have a charger, so I have no choice but to talk to this nigga now. And so I'm talking to him or whatever. And he's telling me about how he put his kids, his wife to school. He's talking about his car that he got. And I said, buy me a car. Like, I need a car. And this is the first time I ever met him. We've been in the car for like 10, 15 minutes. Buy me a car. I need a car. And at first he started laughing or whatever. But I'm like, I'm serious. I need a car. You know, be feminine. Like, put your baby voice on. I really need a car. Like, it's hard. I can't get around right now.
I would have stopped right there.
She cast it
up. Yeah, so
you got that down packed, though. That voice is great.
So, at first, you know, during the ride, he was laughing it off, whatever. Oh, give me a number. I gave it to him because I know I'm about to finesse this. I get it. You know, I got it. So, yeah, so he called me, like, 2 days ago, like, yo, let's go to the dealership. And I put this on everything. Let's go to the dealership. I'm going to get you a car. I said, but I tell my mother, and my mother's like, make sure he put, like, $25,000. Like, you get it out the lot. It's not like you got to stay a connection with this person. You know what I mean? So I'm asking
him. Your mom is.
I was about to say, so
mom is sharp.
So mom's.
My mom done built houses all over. You know what I mean? And, you know, but she's married. So, but, and she ain't work in like maybe many years. But, so yeah, so today I got to talking to him or whatever because he wanted to take me to the dealership tomorrow. So I'm like, but how much is the payments going to be? You got to play dumb with niggas. The dumber you are, the better. You
the
know what I mean?
This episode
ain't never coming out, bro. I'll tell you this right now. I'm sorry.
Wait, why?
I'm sorry for everybody. I wasted y'all time coming out tonight. This episode never coming out because she is telling too much. I don't like it.
Hustle.
I appreciate this because a lot of these young niggas out here don't realize they getting hustled. Young men, pay attention.
And you know what? And a lot of young women out here don't know that they getting hustled for something that's way more valuable than some shit they can buy.
I want
so continue.
You know what? I ain't gonna go ahead. Finish. Go ahead. We'll talk about that later.
Yep, go ahead.
We got a conversation to have. So yeah, go ahead. So
yeah, I'm on the phone like, but how much is the payments going to be? Because I don't know, like, if it's a lot, you know, just how much it's going to be. And he's like, don't worry, I'm going to put X amount down. Da-da-da. I'm trying to get the full information without being like, yo, what's up? Are you buying the car, fool? You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know.
Wow.
And that's just 2 days ago. So it's different for me. I know the ways that I've worked up to it. And I know how, like, you know, my friends do
so
it.
So have you had any, like,
but I'm a straight shooter.
Have you had any, like, oh, that shit went way, like, backwards on me?
No. Because I always tell my friend, like, I smell money balls. Like, I know who got bread, who's going to spend it, whoever. Like, I just know. Like,
is
I
it
just
based
know.
Off how they dressed or,
no.
like?
It's just, I
just
know.
Just energy.
Like, I just
her
know.
Chakras energy? Are open.
Period.
Oh.
You know? The chakras are open. So you said it, you got
I
friends. So do you have, like, a whole conglomerate?
Is it a team of you?
A team of hustlers. That's what I'm guessing.
Is it a team of stealing bitches? What that little ass
thing? It's not a team, you know, but I mean, you know, my friend.
It's a little squad.
People hang around like people more than likely, you know, and I hang around.
Birds of a feather.
Fuck you.
Just saying.
I hang around.
Why
you know.
What a fight.
Just saying, right?
No, you're fine.
You know, and I hang around like friends. Yeah, so it's very rare that I have a friend. You know what I mean? All my friends know game too. Like, but they run their own shit. You know what I mean?
Like, so is there like, I know something with me and Mouse, right? Anytime we go out or if like we're going to like a store or something, sometimes it can get competitive. We'll go to a store. We'll see how much we can get or like who's walking out of the store with the most. Do you guys have like a competition-esque mindset when
no,
it comes to that?
No, but what I really dislike about this set of group or like this type is that like if a nigga community and his bag belong to the street, like, and he want to spend the bag on the next girl, girls get mad at that. And it's just like, but you know, like, that's not
But you know the game. Like,
yeah, and it's like, you know, you can't get mad.
The nigga spending the bag on both of us. How you mad at that?
Right, but they girls that be mad because they want the bag on themselves. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So that's the only thing. I'm not like that. I'm a very much like, girl, this nigga spending a bag. Like, go get that. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of girls that they're not like that. And they're like the opposite. So
there are niggas, right? There's niggas that's spending community bag. Mm-hmm. And nobody's doing nothing with them. Is everybody like, is there a schedule? Like, hey, don't fuck with this nigga on this week. Because I got you. Like, what is... why are you laughing?
I mean, sometimes it depends how good. If a girl is new to finessing and a nigga throw, let's say, 5 bands on her or something, she gonna think like it's time for her to go home. You know, she gonna go home with him. Like, that's gonna turn. But there's other girls that's gonna be like, what's that? Like,
oh, she'll be excited and probably fall in love, like she's saying.
Or just be excited and give fuck. Yeah, and just fuck because, you know, money sometimes, if girls never really had money, it's gonna make them feel like
they got one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow. That is never the case.
Oof.
Oof. I like this. This is a good game. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I don't know. I feel like it's like a
little bro. You are
stop fucking little bro
don't,
me, sis.
Don't try and pull this off. You gotta relax.
Anyway,
you gotta know.
So, you could pull it off. I think you could pull it off. You got the. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you you slim and little, that's the big money bag too.
Really?
What? Yeah, you know they like the slim petite. You know what I mean?
Call the police.
What is going on?
Call the fucking police.
What is going on here?
So I feel
if
like
if I see a nigga attracted to Nala, I'd be ready to call Chris Hansen.
You fucking asshole.
Come in, sir. Please. Come in, sir. Sir.
Come in,
sir. What were you doing here, sir? Can we speak about?
I'm a grown ass lady.
So what were you planning on doing with Nala?
Yo, you all right. Sick bitch. All right,
my fault. Yeah, go ahead. Finish learning. Cause
you the first nigga I'm going to ride when I finish. Oh, wow. For real.
Y'all niggas is sick. Gracious. So, you're on this episode of this show. This is your first time on there?
On this show?
Yeah, no, on eight.
No, we know it ain't your first time on here.
Oh, 8 at the Table?
Yeah.
That was my fourth time.
Okay, so, okay.
What is the point of that show?
So they talk about relationships, love, sex, all those type of things. And it's okay. Supposed to be a no judgment zone.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't think people got the message because they have been judging you ever since for some of these comments.
That's okay.
Now, do you ever feel like y'all do, because I feel like in today's society where everybody's a relationship guru, something, you got you, the Kevin Samuels, everybody. You don't feel like y'all fucking up the game a little bit for yourself? Like, or do niggas not really care? The niggas you interact with, they don't care. They know they tricks or whatever the case may be. Like,
do I think I'm fucking up the game? Because yeah. I don't think that's like the 8 at the Table. I don't stand for
I'm not talking about them.
He talking about like you.
Like
period.
you being honest. Because like,
I would say it's a culture, right? The
tricking culture.
Tricking culture.
Mm-hmm.
For do you feel like you're like low-key giving up secrets. No, giving up secrets. Yeah.
But he feel like he's asking if I'm out in my soul.
You low-key empowering other
women. Which is
and
cool.
That's what I more so, you know, because it's like, I get money. And like, so with this, okay. Ask me that one more time, sorry. Do you?
Yeah. No, shut up. I get nobody.
I don't mind because I'm not going to lie. Since this happened, I still got big steppers in my DM.
Come on, big steppers.
Yeah. And they know how I'm coming. So it's like,
so now the conversation is different. Now instead of you even having to say anything, niggas is coming at you like,
yo. Yeah, they already know how I'm coming. So it's just like,
do you typically find that men, is there a section of men that enjoy that part where they don't have to guess anymore? Like, is she finessing? Is she not? Or this is what she here for? Is she not? Like, is there a section?
No, I think that there's just a man that likes to spend money on women, and then there's a man that's afraid to. You know what I mean? But there is a man out there that they don't mind, and they're men, like alpha within themselves, and they don't mind spending the money.
Don't
you know what I mean?
I see what you just did.
I see what you just did.
She snuck the alpha shit in, so we must be some beta. Like, what?
No.
I see what you did.
No,
it almost worked.
Hold on, question.
It's almost okay, went and got you some chips.
He said, I almost went and got you a bag of chips.
What you want for the corner store? I'm an alpha. You want?
Not a bag of chips.
I want $300 worth in scratch-off tickets.
$300?
Yeah.
I will bring you one scratch-off ticket.
And hopefully you win $300.
The $20 one,
and pray with you.
The $20 one?
I will bring you one $20 scratch-off. And I will pray with you.
And a water.
And I pray with you.
That it will hit.
And a water.
And Essentia.
Thank you.
But you're going to level up on the Essentia?
Because that was a gift you gave me.
It's yours.
Thank you. Don't try to come back for it later.
No.
Okay.
Son.
I might spin for something. It ain't the ticket. No scratch-off.
So my question is, just because I don't know, right? It's I think it's different for in my mindset or just in my line of business, right? I think a lot of guys sometimes spend bread to make them look more like a celebrity,
of course,
or make them look like the top nigga. Whereas on my side of things, I don't have to spend as much because I guess the perception is there of who I am, what I am, right? So are these guys, or do you think, in your opinion, do you think these guys are spending money with thoughts of hopefully getting with you or hopefully getting some pussy?
I mean,
or is it just
there's rappers and athletes that are well-known and they spend money.
No, I know that, 200%. I'm saying, but not all of them do.
Nah,
the ones I've dealt with, you know what I mean, have or offered, you know what I mean, for like off rip.
And I guess what Mac is that, like, is there an end game? Like, do they, are they doing this because they see a future with you, or this just is, you know,
a part
is,
of that culture, part of the chicken culture?
It could go two ways, but obviously they want, you know, what they feel is a woman's high, your highest worth at the moment. And that's why I tell girls, hold on to that and don't give that. I really say, like, you should really, if you what, like, a, let's say a guy trick on you, don't give the pussy, but you could let him, like, eat it. Like, you know what I mean?
Shorty's saying, hold that thing like Dogecoin. That's crazy.
To the moon.
And then I always say, you know, it's a 3-month. Well, when I was young, I came up with the 3-month. I think now that we older,
what,
it's
what,
more, if more,
I want to talk about
rush.
That, right? I want to talk about young Jasmine developing his mindset, right? Uh-huh. Like, what made you say 3 months? Like, what were...
I noticed that after 2-3 months, I could only fake, like, you know, I'm celibate, I'm a virgin. Even though I had a boyfriend or whatever, I like 15 or whatever the case was that I was doing, these people, I was able to still play that up to like 2-3 months. And then they got too, like, but I really like you, you know what I'm saying? But for like the 3-month mark. But now that I'm older, I feel like it's shorter. It's shorter because I'm older.
So they get more aggressive faster, you saying?
I think that they're going to catch on sooner. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You ever worried about losing a lick? Like, if you hold, if you holding out on a certain nigga too long, he might just get bored and go off? Or you got...
No, because I've already gotten what I, you know, if you leave, it's like, okay, next.
Damn.
Golly. I want to talk to you...
Animalistic.
We're going to talk about a few things today. I want to talk to you about these statements, right? That you said on the show. So you on the show, you were asked about breaking up. Mm-hmm. And if a nigga leaves you, if he introduces you to a certain lifestyle, when y'all break up, he has to, for a point in time, maintain it while you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, I was like... And Rel, throw the sound clip in here.
That person has taken me from one space or level in my life to another, so I'm forever grateful. And I also, in the same note, feel like if I was to ever be in the space that I could repay in any way, shape, or form, that I would. You know what I mean? But, and the other side of me is, like, you can't take it back anyway, so it doesn't matter, because you've already placed me at this space. So it's like, yeah, unless you want me to fake be with you to keep my shit, then... let's just be friends, and it didn't work, and that's that. But you got to continue to, you know, your credit is going to messed up. I don't know.
But he continued paying it.
He did continue.
He's still paying it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you with another dude.
Yeah. It's been like, I've been with my guy maybe like going on 1 year, and he's been paying my rent.
Well, I would love to meet your guy. I would really love to meet.
Route not here. I was just telling him.
Oh.
So when... Has this happened?
Yeah.
This is real life. Real
yeah, I was about to say, she was from the,
like,
the interview.
I could tell from the way she was saying
it. Oh, no, it was really real.
Like, when she was confused about other people being confused.
The funniest thing is that she was looking at everybody like, that doesn't happen to y'all?
No, but when it went viral, I was still confused. I'm still like, wait, well, why? I don't get it. Like,
yo, because that's definitely not a thing.
Yeah.
Like, well, I was like, wait, what?
Because the original question is, if you give a gift to somebody, if someone gives you a gift or you give a gift to somebody during the relationship, are you going to give it back?
Yes, I'm taking it back.
I would like to take it back,
so
but
then you
I'm
know,
not.
So then you know that if I get a gift from you, you lending it to me. This is like a library. Yeah. You're not giving it to me. It's
when
not
you
a
give
gift.
Me the pussy, it's on lease.
What's the...
when you give me the pussy, it's on lease.
No, but
the
when you...
Term, the lease will be, if the lease gets... fucking fucked up, you're not gonna give me pussy until I find new pussy.
But the pussy's not a gift. If you go out and you take
I like that. I respect that one. Right there. Right. But if the pussy's not a gift, then why hold out so long?
For the own woman's self, you know, because it isn't a gift. So when you do give it out, it's because you really... Most times when a girl really gives it to someone, she really want, you know, she mess with that guy, and she plan out a whole future after the third time they fuck. I got 7 kids coming on the way, a house, you know what I mean?
Expect.
So women, we think differently when y'all just think, you know, for the moment. And so that's why I think that it's worth more than what y'all got, because y'all ready to give it everywhere. So yeah.
First
that's
of all,
just
true.
Saying.
That's
not
true.
Everywhere.
I'm just saying.
Somewhere, but not everywhere.
Somewhere that's everywhere.
A lot of wears.
Exactly.
A lot of wears and tears.
Exactly.
But not everywhere.
Exactly. And I just feel like to be a woman of high value, I don't feel like you should sleep
around
with
you over here talking to Kevin Samuel.
Wow.
Oh my god.
No, he talk about men.
I didn't
but
like
I mean,
that.
A woman.
What is a woman of high value?
One who doesn't sleep around.
What do you mean?
So isn't that just a woman with high values?
No. One who, you know, I think a woman of high value does have her own table still. So don't get it twisted and think that I just live off niggas. I have my own table, you know. I have Airbnbs. I have things popping off.
Do you have chairs for those tables?
No, you got to bring your own chair. And I got to see what your plate got. You know
what I
mean?
I see what's going on here. Random spoons.
Right. Wow.
Right, least spoons. Going like, that's what you give to your girl.
Least spoons.
Least spoons.
Listen,
wow.
Listen, just know, if I give you something, because I'd be damned, and I don't even want the gift. It's going to sit in a closet. But I'd be damned if I, you know, nigga, my baby mother be wearing them fucking bags.
You did not take them bags back.
I didn't. I should. Okay. That's because it's my baby mother.
Good, good.
But boy, oh boy.
If she wasn't, if she wasn't, you taking them back?
That's so
you, do you know who you're talking to? Just in case you, just in case y'all
sis,
forgot.
You talking to the big sis.
I know.
I got bags back, okay?
And what you going to do? Give them to the next girl?
I don't
He's
know.
Just going to put them in his closet.
I might give them to fucking charity. I might give them to you, little bro, but I tell you, who ain't going to have it. This bitch with new niggas. I fucking wish
but
I
if
would.
You bought it for her at the time, you obviously wanted her to have it.
If you was my girlfriend at the time,
he was lending
you wanted me to have you.
He was lending you the bags. Mm. He was lending you the clothes. You take the panties back you bought her too?
Lending the love too.
You have to take them fucking panties, but you gonna leave this relationship with the same funky ass drawers you came
Son,
in
what?
With.
There you go, ladies. You heard it here.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
I ain't gonna hold you. I really don't have the effort, first of all, because I'm fuck around and I go to collect some shit, then we end up back together. I really don't have it. I don't have it in me. Like,
I believe that.
I will front though. I have front and be like, I'm coming to get this shit back just because I knew I was going to.
Because you knew he was going to go pull back up.
And now we back
Turns
together.
To a, yeah.
And
yeah.
now we
yeah.
back
together. And Mac hit me be like, what you doing? Y'all back.
I'm laying over here.
Yeah, we back together.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to get. I said,
no. No, 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 no. You know, we just talked about it.
I was going to get my bitch. That's what I said. I'm going to get my bitch back. So let me get this. So do niggas notice going into a relationship? Well, obviously now. But before this went viral, did you explain this to men ahead of time or like?
It's just, I mean, I don't know. I could just, I can't really say that I build full relationships with people either. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, this is interesting.
I have another example. Like, I just act like, you know, so I wanted to get my teeth done and I just told the guy, oh, I need X amount of money. I'm going to go. You know, in 2 days. And he asked me, like, would you do this and this and this? And I was finessing, like, yeah, I would do that. Yeah, whatever. And I got the money, and then I never really spoke to him ever again. So it's like, damn. But he wasn't hitting me up. It's not like I blocked him. He ain't searched
he
for me.
He distracted up to the game.
He gave it, and then he just never really bothered. You know what I mean?
So gentlemen, hold on, gentlemen.
I'm like that with food.
I'm about to say, listen, gentlemen, for guys out there who don't understand. What the hell?
And like my experience is not, you know, obviously, but this is just who I've. This is the energy that I've been since young, and it's just what happens to me. You know what I mean? Like I said, I didn't really know it was game. I didn't really know about finesse, city girl.
No, that shit is definitely game. I feel like it's a New York thing or a city woman type thing.
No, I would say maybe it's. I don't even know if it sparked in New York.
It's a confident thing.
Yeah, it's definitely
a New York thing. It definitely started in New York.
Okay.
I think women in other places tend to just be very...
Well, Miami women do that also.
Yeah, but
Miami women come from New York.
Majority of Miami women are not from Miami. Like, the part of Miami you're talking about, those women aren't from there. They're from other places.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
But I do got guys like... Recently, within the last few, you know, a week or so, saying, you know, I'm not a fool. Like, you're not gonna trick me.
And she's like,
you're right, nigga.
You're like, funny thing.
And no, I'm nonchalant. Like, listen, if you feel I'm not genuine, then I would, you know, you should go with your intuition. Like, if you don't fuck with me, like I fuck with you, then it's cool. Like,
do you find this tends to this way of life tends to get in the way of like genuine connections?
Are you looking for genuine connections?
Better question.
I feel like, are you talking like emotional connections?
Just,
or are you
yeah.
talking
just like love, security. Just real love, security. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like being able to be fully secure in someone outside of the financial aspect.
You haven't lived like how I've lived before. Mm-mm. Do you find that it's hard to find?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So long story short, regardless, I think that.
Well, you didn't answer our question, so we don't know.
I was about to say, that was experience.
That was the answer. Here's a woman who doesn't even live the same lifestyle I live, and she has the same issues that I would have if, you know what I mean? Meaning it's hard to find genuine and real connections as a woman, a young, beautiful woman. And that's why I say when girls is young and they, in that from 20 to like 30, you should use your youth wisely and, you know, finesse these niggas, sis.
So when you, so you're thinking.
I'm not mad at that.
So you're giving yourself
literally on the chopping block. She's about to go outside. This is so crazy. Yo, this nigga has been being a good nigga, sir. Nigga be reposting this podcast. He be like, oh, babe, you should probably talk about, yo, I really loved when you talked. He probably be helping her with her mixes. And now this nigga's about to be kicked to the streets.
No, he's not.
For the streets.
For the streets.
No, he's not getting kicked anywhere, but this is just good knowledge just for girls take, to have.
Gotta take a back seat.
Exactly. No, this is good game for women to have.
So
the same way niggas is taught to be abrasive and to do X, Y, and Z, women should be taught that too. A lot of times, women and girls aren't prepared to date or to be in relationships with men. So you might as well get something. Yo, most women get used.
I'm not going to disagree.
I know women getting used for pussy. I know women getting used for car rides. I know women getting
used. To say somebody is using you for a sexual function is crazy.
The reason why I say I agree to a certain extent, right, is because I feel like in the same token, men are getting used, right, as we see.
No, them niggas, she's not using them niggas. Them niggas is they're not using their God earned common sense. So yes, run it the fuck up. Like, she's not doing that. These niggas.
But I'm saying even, but this is even before she came out and said that this is, there are young niggas out here who are, this is their rookie year of the NFL.
Right.
And feel like, okay, this is the one way that I can get a girl. I'm gonna spend a, she don't know who I am. I barely get any burn. I'm going to spend a bag on her.
You know that's how Spin lost his tooth.
Don't worry about it. Hey, listen.
Bitch said, you want some pussy? Give me a tooth. He said, bitch, she said, you want some pussy? Give me a tooth.
Got it.
Nigga said, just can't go back in.
So I do think, fucking jerk, man. I do think that
he gave it to her. He ain't lend it to her.
Ooh.
Yeah, like a dumbass. Should have listened to him. Could have got him back. We'll be sitting there looking like,
son, what? Oh my god.
Mouse is an asshole.
So I guess you and this beard don't spend money.
Yeah, I spend money.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
What's the most expensive gift you've given a woman?
That I'm giving or have given?
Have given.
Probably a Cartier.
Okay.
Love bracelet?
Yes.
The love bracelet.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, like watch?
No, the love bracelet.
The love bracelet. Cartier love bracelet, right?
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the watch.
Still nice.
Yeah, but I was like, okay.
if that's what you would
you
want.
You better hit him with the eye drop.
But it's not like everybody not getting this from over. Like now me, if you hungry, I'll feed you. Like, that's the type of nigga I am.
Yeah, but we're not talking about food. Come on.
No, I'm just talking. No. Like,
I'm like, we got 20.
Like, no, I'm not talking. Like, I mean, like,
necessities.
To be honest, I'm just the type of nigga where if you don't annoy me, if you don't bother me, if I don't feel like you, like, bothering me, I might be considered a food nigga to some bitch. Like, some bitch might just be like, nah, that was my food nigga. Because if you hit me and we talking, I might be like, you ate today? And if you say no, I'm going to feel offended. Like, can't a woman be talking to me and then eat
He's
today?
Like a grandmother.
Like, I'm going to order you some food. And some women might really be like, oh, Mouse was my food nigga. That's my biggest fear in the world.
Yeah. Why is that a fear?
That's my only fear.
Yeah, why is that a fear?
That I like a woman, she'd be like, I'm saved as food nigga. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My biggest fear would be like, yo, call my phone. My biggest fear would be like, she'd be like, yo, call my phone.
Hey, babe, can you call my phone real
fast? Call my phone. I'd be like, oh, it's right.
Mouse, food nigga.
Son.
God. Take my heart. Take my tooth.
So stupid. Yeah, asshole.
I'm just not. But I'm also not a part of trick culture. Like I'm like the niggas y'all talking about. Like I've been super street rich.
Mm-hmm.
I've been super broke. Been super up. I'm just not that. That's not my first thing. When I interact with women, my first thing is into, oh, let me go buy you this.
Let me take care of her.
No. If I like you, I'm going to want to take care of you.
I was about to say, if you really like the girl, you'll want to take care of her.
Yeah, but I'm not just going to jump out. But I'm also not going to jump out the window. I knew you for 3 days. Here's a trip to Bali.
Okay, so, all right. Like he said, because you said there's a 3-date rule. So what are, like, what are like the standard 3 dates that are good dates?
Yeah, I ain't been on much of those, but I mean, I straight just ask people. You know what I mean? Like first or second time I ever be around them.
Like 18, you're like 18, between like 18 and 25.
Yeah, so it used to just be like taking me shopping. Okay,
that's a date. Those are dates?
Yeah, like spending time.
That is nice.
No, both of these is like, wait, what?
Yeah,
no, I'm aware, but that's not a date.
That is a date.
You know what? I back up because I tell people all the time, anytime I spend with you, that's a date. So I feel okay.
Yeah, so stuff like that. But I always make sure it was never like one-on-one, like in a house.
So now I gotta spend money on you and your friend?
No, one-on-one in a crib, like in a closed place, one-on-one. Because then you're misleading a man, you know, it's obviously gonna think whatever. So it's like, I don't even go there. Because, you know, you can't really shoot men down either. You got
to... So when do you think is a good time to do one-on-one?
Hold on. I want to talk about that. You said you can't really shoot men down. What do you mean?
So, like, if a guy... Like, if I'm... If like, you invite me over to my space, or I invite you to my space, and we in a private space together... as a man, you automatically gonna think this is my time to hit. Like she gonna, you know, she want the dick. Like that's what you're gonna think. And so if I then tell you like, no, you're gonna feel like you playing with me.
So I want to break
your
dick
and your mind.
And I want to break that for the guys listening. I want to break that. Like I've always
talk about it. We were just having this conversation.
Always talking about that. Like that, we got to break that, right? Like everything doesn't always have to lead to sex. Everything doesn't have to lead to sex, right? Mm-hmm. It's like enjoy genuine,
just chilling
time, chilling, my nigga, like. Thinking with your dick ain't never let you know we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And ever. It'd be embarrassing me sometimes, to be honest.
But say, hey.
Thinking with your dick, it'd be embarrassing. I'd be like, God damn, I should have left her where the fuck I was. And now I'm embarrassing myself. Now I got to come back over here and fuck her a second time and just show her that I ain't really trash. You caught me off guard, bitch.
It was an accident. It was a cold that night.
I
was.
You didn't take the honey that day.
It was cold that night.
I didn't drink a lot of water. I'm sorry. I was the one and done that night. So now I got to spin the block. No, I don't like that. So, you know, but I do want to break that thought process that, you know what I mean? Like, because then also just, you know, we don't have these conversations, right? Where a woman is telling you these ways, she has to, like, protect herself from men,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, if we're going to break that mindset, it starts with us talking to one another.
Facts.
Like, yo, little nigga, stop. Yo, relax. Put that little thing away.
Yeah, before you hurt somebody.
I tell these little niggas just like I tell them about their gun. Yo, put that little thing away, bro. You playing. Put that little thing away. Because now women start talking. Now that's how women. So now the women at that age, they preparing just like, oh. Oh, nah, I can't be in a close
space. I've
never had to think like that with anybody.
That you can't be in a close place?
I've never had a thing like that.
Because you the nigga.
Yeah.
It's the girls that got to think that.
I know. That's what I was saying.
That's what he's saying. Because yeah, he hasn't.
You just want to attack.
It's not.
I was confused. She's just saying, of course she haven't had to think like that.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And I would love for women to feel that way. That's what I'm saying. I would love for women to feel that same autonomy, that same... freeness.
Because I'm not gonna lie to you, there was times way back in my day.
Right, way back.
Way back in my day. Way back in my day.
Way back. Long, long time ago.
Where I would really invite girls over literally just to chill. And just see how she felt. Like we come to the crib, we were just watching the movie tonight. And then starting to get late. It's like, ooh, babe, you know what? Let me get you a car home. You know, we had a good night. I cooked. We did a great movie night. Cook too, man.
On a regular pull up.
Nigga, regular pull up. She came in, I was chefing. Pop, 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 pop.
I know what this nigga's trying to do.
Right. Gave her the food.
We know what he's
we watched
trying
the
to
movie.
Do.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, got trying a long to day them. Tomorrow, you know? I'll talk to you later.
See you later, Chip.
Let her go home. Because that sits with you.
Right.
And it's on some like, yo, he had enough respect to even think about some shit like that. And just like Mouse said, women should feel that same way. Should be able to do the same
thing. Yeah, that shit is sick. That shit
without
is
even
sick.
Having to think like, damn, this nigga gonna pull up and really be on some like, he should have got some whatever.
Because what about, I'm pretty sure there's days women don't want to leave the house, but then they also don't want to curve a nigga,
that's
right?
That's a fact.
But she can't have you on her space because she just doesn't feel safe because that is the norm, right? We break that norm, I think we'll be all right. Go ahead, Natalie, you was in the middle of asking.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
You lost a thought?
Yeah.
You put it on your notepad? Talking about dates.
Dates. I forgot the side question, though. What was the side question?
You said, like, when she was, like, 18, 25, those dates.
Yeah, she said that, though. All right, well, tell me about the second date. First date was...
Shopping.
Yeah, I've got shopping. You know, eating. But I think every time I've ever had, like, when I'm eating, I'm always, like, preparing what to say so I could set up the bag, you know? So, yeah.
So
yeah.
when you said something earlier, you said between the ages of like 21 and 30, that's when, you know, women are young, they have their beauty.
Yeah, and fuck y'all up. Y'all keep saying that shit. The two people that keep saying that shit.
But
35 year old nigga, fuck y'all up.
The reason why I'm bringing that up is because I'm wondering. When you turn 30, is that the time and space that you're actually going to start looking for love?
Well, I'm not there yet, so I can only speak from, you know, my past and my where I'm at. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say, but I do think, you know, at a certain time, at a certain age, it's like, I guess it's going to get harder. Like, it's obvious. You know what I mean?
So the game is going to get harder?
There's young girls, there's youth, there's a young you coming up at some point. Exactly, and that's just the truth. So it's like,
and niggas like young women. Period. Young women, like,
period. We know that's how you
all
keep
right, Kelly.
What?
What?
Stop. No, I'm really sick of you.
All right, so back to this controversial shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I really want to know how this shit goes to where it's like, yo, listen, you're breaking up with me, but I'm leaving you in my space.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, so is the rent a gift? Like, is that like a gift for the year? Is that why they have to continue it?
Exactly.
But then after the lease is up, he's free.
I'm going to have to finesse that when that time comes. But yeah, he's free.
No, wow. I'm going to have to finesse it.
Huh? Like
pretty
a
much,
severance,
much.
Exactly. It's 100% like
package.
That.
But you're gonna finesse it from somebody else, right? Not the same person.
I'll worry about it when the time comes. Wow. I may, you know, but we'll see.
Sheesh.
So a nigga's never taking their shit back.
Have they ever?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Funny story. Because after my shit went viral,
I figured.
You know,
no.
Figured somebody.
Yeah,
was dead ass.
I had someone mad. You know that, you know, they bought my couches and stuff, so they ripped them up and they took back a bracelet. And I was like, all right, this was on lease then. Like, that's why I came up with that, because that was the first time that ever happened to me. My whole life, no one has ever taken nothing back from me. You know what I mean? But yeah, so they did that.
He was because
they felt like a fool. Like, yeah, oh, so like, you try to get me too by making me get this and this.
But he probably really had feelings for you, or he wouldn't have cared.
Or he was probably, he was probably like, you ain't taking this.
No, he probably was like,
it's ego. I was about to say, it's ego.
There's either ego, it could be a mixture of both. Sometimes ego is.
Ego is one of the most dangerous things.
Ego sometimes is masked as having feelings for somebody. Like if you already felt this way about this girl or was like, yeah, it was whatever. But then you have to see like her going viral and that whole world's like,
Hold on, your man's know.
That's the most dangerous part. It's your man's being able to call you and be like, yo, this you?
And you know that whoever this nigga is, just know he was in the group chat with the fellas and they were like,
oh my God.
Yo, you seen Jazz
cooking him. Yo, you seen your shorty? Oh. Damn,
son. How about if on Instagram everybody's posting it? Like people that exactly. don't even know me, but it's on his feed. Like everybody. Oh, like, he's sick. Crazy.
Hot. Niggas is hot. Everybody took everybody on some like, yo, whoever she got is...
Right.
In his mind, whether people know it's him or not, it's piercing his soul.
Damn.
It gotta hurt. Let's talk about the physical aspect. Do you allow space for actual, like, are you pleased? Do you live a life where you're, you know, because if you're always, and I'm asking this, so I don't want you to think I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. From what I've heard, it's like, you know, everything is so meticulously planned out where it's like, you know, you're setting up three moves ahead. Do you ever give yourself that? Do you ever give yourself that space to just, you know, fall? Like just, you know, oh.
Okay. Never a guard down?
No, I don't think. I think, no, you know, I'm from New York. I mean, you know, I grew up like in foster care, like from, you know, my middle ages, from 13 to whatever age. And I just think that, like my mind is potentially I even imagine me like at the highest space that I would be, and I may still have survival mode mentality.
And that, I'm so glad. Mm. Okay. So boom. So that's what I want to talk about. Cause I'm trying, I don't want to be disrespectful.
No, be real. I don't take nothing personal.
So you said you grew up in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
For a period in my life.
So is that where that mold and that mindset started?
Because you said you started to build that mindset.
Of because, you know, still, like I said, even though my father wasn't there, like in person, he was there financially. So I always looked at like a man is going to take care of me. So even when I was not in, you know, my father didn't live in New York, but when I wasn't in their care, he still financially gave me, and I didn't have to see him, hang out with him, nothing. So I think there was, it's just little parts of everything, probably collective, that I've been through that created this mindset.
Do you think that, so first and foremost, my mom, shout out to Mima, she works in a foster home. She's worked in a foster home for like the last, for like the last 10 years, 11 years. And growing up, hearing the stories and hearing everything that goes on in the households and how the kids kind of have to, the kids low key have to govern themselves. Like the parents or the adults that are in those houses, the majority of the time, they're really just there for a check. Mm-hmm. They're not even there to try to like, and it bothers me. I know my mom. My mom is a mother to everybody. When we grew up in the projects, everybody knew Mima as that. Like, she is the mother of everybody. So going into the foster home, it's pretty much the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. So hearing these stories, it gets kind of scary. I say all of that to say, trying to think of the right way to say this now. Because you had to kind of govern yourself, and the way that your father supported you was through the financial. Do you think that being your only idea of support, that's the only way that you connect what support actually is?
I get you. Okay.
I think that is one of the things that I expect from a man. I do expect that, especially if I feel like, especially if I give myself to you, I'm now your responsibility until I don't want to be.
That's tough. Ooh.
So
that's tough.
So that's why I say is be very careful with who you give that to, you know, because I get crazy. If I put it on a nigga, you're my boyfriend. Like,
you're my boyfriend.
If I'm finding you, you're my boyfriend. So I don't do that often because of that. But,
we love that energy on this side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Guys next door are big fans of that mindset.
Whoop, yeah.
Get crazy. Crazy here.
Crazy here.
Get crazy.
Sis, relax. What? Yo,
that's
anyway.
That's
so
good.
When you do find somebody that, okay, well, I want to know, what's your ideal husband? Because you have to let your guard down at some point.
Or do you even want to get married?
No, and so, of course, like, so I have been engaged.
Oh, wow.
You know, I had like, yeah, so I have been engaged.
One time?
So you let your guard down for that relationship?
One time, yeah.
Okay.
I've had, so I've been proposed to three times.
Fire.
Wow.
yeah, you know.
Clap it up for that one time.
That's, clap it up. Clap it up.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. What's wrong with you? My boy. Yo, thank you.
You've been making eyes the whole podcast episode.
Yeah, I've been proposing 3 times because I feel like, you know, I know how to be. It's very important for women to be, especially when you're around a man or a man you want to pursue or whatever, to be in their feminine, like, you know, 100%. So I'm still the type of woman who serves my man, you know? So when I do sit back, yeah, I'm very submissive to that. Although I'm an alpha every other way, you know, because I carry myself, like, you know, very strong outside. But when I come home, like, yeah, there's nothing my man can't ask me for. You know?
What made you say yes to the one guy and not the other two guys?
Great question. So the other two guys, the first two guys that asked me to marry them did so when I no longer wanted to be with them. Then they pulled up with the ring.
Niggas love that. It'd be when you over some shit and it's like, you right. know what? No, I'm so right. I'm going to get it together.
Shut up.
That was the first one. And then the second one was
You want me to marry you? Break up with me.
The second one actually asked me when they found out that I had got engaged to the third one.
He tried to out-engage you.
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Bigger rock.
I like these niggas, boy.
That's a whole nother level.
What he did tell me was like, you know, I'll get you another car. I'll get you, you know, a better crib. Although my shit is already good. Like, my crib is good, whatever. But he was saying, like, I'm going to get you this if you, you know, come be with me. Like,
damn.
On this side. But I declined because the person I was with, I was really in love with. So yeah, I have, you know, I do want to get married. Like, I do want that. But my man need to, like I said, support, you know, be responsible for me.
So you were in love before. That's fire.
Shout out to y'all motherfuckers that keep trying to do that shit. Yeah, that shit is
what, love?
They keep trying to that do
shit
what?
Is insane. Fall in love. That shit is insane. That shit is insanity.
Yeah.
Why? Like, why you say that?
Like being in love, like being fully open and
being in love,
giving another person the opportunity to literally destroy you. That is insane.
Well, damn, when you word it like that, it sounds crazy.
It's the truth. Like, you think about what love is, right? Love is giving somebody a knife, turning your back and saying, please don't stab me.
That's true.
I mean, spend a little 125. He said, I mean, he ain't got a mic over there. So that's why I'm repeating what he said.
Yeah.
He said your body produces certain endorphins that, you know, when you're in love.
Absolutely. It's a real drug. It's actually a real drug.
And you're chasing that high forever and ever.
Constantly.
Damn.
No thanks. Y'all niggas got it, bro.
Did you guys see my take on toxic relationships where I was like, yeah, I like toxic relationships. Did y'all see that?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, no, I just felt like I was in a relationship. I was in a relationship where, you know, there was like no really emotional turbulence at all. It was
corny.
It was boring, you know? And then I got with someone else that then I had like emotional roller coaster. Mm. But to me, I felt like fulfilled, like oddly enough. You know what I mean? When prior to, I felt empty. Like, damn, this shit is like, what is life?
But why are you feeling empty? It was just too boring.
What's your sign?
Capricorn.
What's that? What that mean? Somebody tell me what that means.
Capricorns.
They hustlers. Yo, natural hustlers.
Why does Spin say they devils?
They're natural hustlers. They that is a fact. Capricorns are usually like very naturally hustlers. They know how to move up. Like they're
upward trajectory with them.
Always. They're always on the move upward. Oh. My mom, my dad are both Capricorns.
Is that what type of sign?
Earth.
It's an Earth sign.
It's Earth sign. The goats.
Well, she said she was toxic, so yeah, I thought it was going to be a fire sign.
We goats.
She may have fire signs in the rest of her chart, but that's
You're going too far. We don't do that shit.
No, I got Pisces. I'm also a Pisces.
Oh, I love that.
How you both?
Rising or?
I don't know. I was born the same week Jesus was born.
Ow.
When was Jesus born?
Yeah. Jesus wasn't born on the 25th, but you know.
Yeah, but you know that week I'm talking about.
You know, go off.
Make shit up. What that mean to a Muslim?
he was a Capricorn and a Pisces. Because week, I don't know if it's
damn. You're a Pisces rising or Pisces moon?
Yeah, one of those. I don't know. I know it's one.
Man, all that shit to say niggas be toxic is ridiculous. Okay, niggas is just toxic. Stop trying to explain it.
Damn, so the toxic relationship brought you more fulfillment.
Nigga, I've been telling y'all toxic relationships is it.
I don't want to say. I think that's.
But
are you
spending money in a toxic relationship?
Yeah, I don't.
If I'm in the relationship,
I don't want a toxic relationship.
Yeah, about to
see,
say
that money. That question right there will always turn me off.
What?
Are you spending money?
Like,
because no one just want to go through shit. Like, what?
I want no benefit.
Yeah, like, where? Am I feeling good?
That's why you go back up. That is a lie. They go through worse for less.
That is true. You know what? I'll agree to a certain extent. I don't like toxic relationships. I like relationships that you got to figure shit out.
Love them.
The reason I say you got to figure shit out is because I think a lot of times, and it's just, I guess, the way that we kind of say the word toxic now.
Yeah, I think it's that.
People just say toxic and don't really know what it actually means, right? People be, oh, everything is toxic, but I want somebody who's willing to sit, like, if we have a disagreement, I want to be able to have a disagreement or be able to fuck up and be able to sit down and figure the fuck
and
up.
Compromise.
Just figure it out. Let's figure it out.
Stupid.
Yeah, let's just fuck and forget it happened.
Thank you.
And then do it again next week.
That's not good.
And then we gonna do it again next week.
Clap it up for the young lady.
Yo, cause you're still gonna have the same problem though.
And then guess what you're gonna
do? I can't do that.
You're gonna fuck again.
You're gonna fuck again. And one of these fucks are gonna lead to a baby. Oh, he's beautiful. Looks like me. Has your eyes. Look at this. Do it again. Now we got two. Happy home.
Can't do that. Can't do that. I would not rock with that.
I'm not going that far, but
that's what I'm saying. I'm not rocking.
You said two babies. At that.
The most toxic relationships lead to mad kids.
Not rocking.
What's wrong with y'all?
Can't rock.
Ain't nothing straightening but straightening.
Ain't nothing knee straightening but straightening.
Okay. And what's gonna straighten this out of some toxic relationships?
Jesus Christ.
This is the most fun. Walk in the house, you don't know what you're walking into.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. I wanna be able to have...
Who wants to be able to be like, yo, here, this bitch goes. She's going to be this at one, the stove.
No. That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
Who
I think there has to be
wants,
some...
When I walk in the house, I want to hear that. Who the fuck...
Where the fuck you been?
Why?
I'm like, bitch, why? I went to Trader Joe's like you asked me to.
Why do you... Why?
It's why? Hot. It's hot.
Because like, I know you love me.
How does that mean love?
That means stress.
That doesn't mean love.
A motherfucker not going to be stressing you if they don't love you.
200%.
They can go somewhere else.
Why not?
Wait,
no. Hold on.
If a motherfucker don't love you, like I know me, I'm not going to act the way I be acting over my bitches.
That's what I'm saying.
If
that's
I
you.
Don't love you.
That's
okay,
you.
Yes, that's fair.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
but that doesn't mean toxic. Like,
oh, I'm
this
toxic.
Is what I'm saying. Talk about it.
Toxic. Oh,
I'm
just
toxic.
Because I'm it could be stressing over just some little shit.
No. Mouse is toxic.
I'm toxic.
200%.
I pop out.
Mouse is toxic because he doesn't want to solve anything. If it's an argument, Mouse is like,
but
cool, I'm going to leave it right here.
Why y'all don't want to solve nothing?
I know from my point of view, typically when you're dealing with people, right, you kind of have to accept that one or two things are going to happen. Either you're going to leave or you're not going to leave.
Or you guys will compromise and... Somebody
compromising, yeah, but compromising isn't real, right? So compromise is typically
what do you mean,
just
compromise isn't real.
It's momentary, right?
Thank
so you can't really change. Let's say you meet somebody and they 29, 30 years old. They have already these type.
They're not
of,
changing for you, bro.
They're not maybe momentarily because they got punished. They in trouble, so they gonna fix their behavior like a child would. But eventually, they gonna go back to touching the stove.
I've said the same thing.
You know
on
what
this
I
podcast.
Mean?
It's literally
so you either
that.
Accept that,
and that's what it is, right? You get into these relationships that people deem toxic, and it really is just. I know I'm not going to leave you over this. I'm going to swallow this one. I'm not going to talk about it because it's pointless in talking about it. I'm going to tell you what bothered me. You're going to say, I didn't mean it like that.
So what's the point of, so where's the point where, all right, I'm leaving. Like this shit is too toxic.
Yeah, about to say.
If you cheat.
Right.
If you open the door, like if a nigga opened the door.
Disloyalty.
Yeah. If disloyalty or cheating is the easy way to leave.
So what is cheating?
Like if a nigga, like if a nigga opened a door for you and you smile and say thank you, I'm out.
He's joking.
Like you be like say me and you go together, right? And I'm running something and I see you, I turn around, nigga opens the door for you, like, thank you. You dumb?
Now I have to look back.
Thank you.
Why? I have to look back too.
You dumb? Yo, Jazz, you dumb? Like I'll shoot everybody in it. You know what? You happier by yourself. Let me let you be happy with everybody in.
How are you able to go through all of the toxicity but not go through that? That makes zero sense to me.
Right. That's cheating, bro.
What?
I don't like that.
Okay, what do you define as cheating? Because this nigga's being ridiculous.
Yeah, so I don't know. When I have a man, I don't even make eye contact with men. Like, it's just, I just don't do it. because you know I have respect for
that's great
I'm with, but so I never have so to worry about. I'm not really like a smiley girl either. You know what I mean? But cheating is like fucking
okay. Only fucking though.
No. Or even chilling with a girl.
Exactly. Okay, okay, shit. Okay.
How do you? But I'm talking about for me as for a man, it's different. I feel like, you know, a lot of people think that I have these standards and I'm just trying to say one way for women. I'm still a very, and I'm just, like, if I'm trying to say like women have more power than men, but I also feel that when we're not in a relationship or when we're in the beginning courting stages, like I told you, the first 3 months, we have the most power. But I do feel like when you do choose to be with someone, you know, they should take responsibility of you and you should submit and they have the most power.
How do you feel about that, Mouse? Especially because we often talk about just the equality and breaking the whole patriarchal.
Oh, patriarchy still. Yeah. Patriarchy still slaps sometimes. I mean, I 1,000% agree with her. Like, so that's, yeah, I 1,000% agree. Like, I'm going to treat you as a person. I'm going to respect you as a person. But once we enter this relationship, you are my responsibility. Mm. Which is why you don't just be getting. That's why I be telling y'all. When I be looking at y'all niggas, I be like, yo, bro, how you have another girlfriend, bro? Or I know niggas that got mad girlfriends. So I be like, bro, all of them are your girlfriends? Like, you not just talking to one bitch and then this your girl? Like, that's because for me, if I say I got three girlfriends, that means that's three people I'm responsible for. True. Mm-hmm. Plus the two kids I got. Nigga, what's up? Muddick.
No, listen, I agree.
Old Muddick.
No, 200%. I'm only asking because just like we said, right? In my relationship with Christina, right?
My marriage. Thank you.
My full on fucking marriage.
Clap it up for the match, y'all. Clap it up.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
My biggest thing. I try to always. In part, when in our relationship is, this is supposed to be an equal thing. I don't like the whole. I mean, again,
but
the patriarchy
is not realistic.
Why isn't it?
Relationships aren't equal, bro.
Why not?
The only thing that should ever be equal with a relationship is the effort, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm giving you 100, you give me 100. I don't believe in 50-50, right?
True indeed.
If you show up, where the other 50 at?
True indeed.
You holding out on a nigga? Don't show up me.
Not even.
Show
we
up
need
with
to...
100. I show up with 100.
Uh huh.
You get what I'm saying? So in that, so that's the only thing ever about a relationship that's ever going to be equal. Okay. Someday she's going to be someday you're because you're a human. You just aren't going to be the best version of you.
I agree.
And if she met you that way, y'all would fail, which means she's going to step up. Mm-hmm. Then there's days where she is just not going to be able to be
the top. Yeah, of course.
And you got to meet it. It's never going to be this equal thing. It's never going to be that.
Mm. But still, just as you said. It has to be an equal. There's going to be days that we have off, but you meeting me in the middle and me meeting you wherever you need me to meet you, that's still an equal effort, right?
That's the 100%. That's you showing up 100%.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole
equal. That's the only part of the relationship. Like,
the energy should be 100%.
The energy. Like, there's never going to be.
I'm saying,
you're never going to, she's never, but me personally, I don't think, like, whatever somebody's role is, just, like, let that be the role, right? Like, if you the cooker, just be the cooker, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is what you set in place, right? And I always talk about women that complain about, women that want a boyfriend and complain about having a boyfriend, right? A woman to say, I want a man. And get a man. And now you mad that you got to pick up after the nigga. And now he a piece of shit because you got to remind him to do shit. And it's like, you said you wanted a boyfriend. Now you got a boyfriend. And now you mad. This is the shit that come with having a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Is the shit that comes with being in a relationship. Being there to meet the need. And a lot of time, because I haven't had relationships with men, I can only talk about women.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time women don't catch that part. A lot of time women don't catch the fact that you're meeting a need. You're not nagging me. You're not picking up after me. You're not being my mom. You're meeting a need. I have a fundamental need. And as the person who I've agreed to be in this relationship with, you're meeting my need. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. And I just feel like your woman is your new mom who you have to take care of. But she's going to take care of you.
No.
Like,
Well,
for me.
I never heard Mac react like this before. Clap it up for Jazz to make it nice.
No, personally for me, you know, I'm going to do, you know, everything that I'm going to love you like you my son, like you my baby. Like, that's just, you know.
You go.
Yeah, so personally for me, I'm going to love you like you my son, like you my baby.
No,
like,
and that's what I'm saying. I think it's just, it may just be me.
But I feel like if you a man and you love me like I'm your baby, like I'm, you know, not to say like your daughter, that sounds weird, but you gonna take care of me like to, in any way saying. That I need, as you would your daughter.
And that's what I think, like the term when baby I'm talking over about it. Yes, right.
Son
right.
And daughter.
When it comes for me, the way that I find satisfaction within my relationship is understanding that basically what you said, this is a pendulum, right?
Yes, that's the perfect way to put it. Yes.
But it has to stay balanced. We have to stay balanced.
Yes.
Now, every day you have to really repeat on put whatever on that balance. Sometimes it gets a little heavy for the other person and that person lets you know and is also like, yo, champ, I really don't fuck with this. This is where the whole not meeting mm-hmm. or the arguments come from. Yo, this is getting a little heavy, fam. I need you to take some of this weight. Heard you. Cool. As your partner, I understand that that's taking a lot of weight. And even though I came in like this, I got to be the man that you need me to be. Mm. So I'm going to take some of this weight off of your shoulders. If you need me to clean up the room, fix my sneakers, I could do that. I could at least do that. Like, but I don't need to.
But your woman should love to do that for you. Ooh. That's the point of being your woman.
No, I'm going to keep it a bone. That's part of the fucking patriarchy. A woman should love to pick up after you. No, just love me for me. Love me for who I am to you.
Yeah,
and
but
you know,
But I feel like at the end of the day, you're still a man, right? Just like a lion is still a lion, even if he start talking 100 years from now, like he still got characteristics of that animal, of who you are. Like you are still a man. And so you still need a woman to balance that out. And we're not talking about, you know, I wasn't there when they fought for the equal rights. I don't care about voting. I don't care about that. I know people don't get mad about this. But the woman is in her power when she's single and when she's young. But when a woman decides to be with a man and who to be with, that's why you got to choose the man smart. He is now in the power. And that's just how I live.
No,
and
I'm about to say, listen, I feel
that. It's not that I wouldn't do it. It's just that I don't have to love to do that shit. Right.
One day you will, you know? You're going to love. I love to, you know, do whatever makes my act. Pick that. Okay, no problem. I'll be your slave. I don't care. That's my man. Like, duh.
I can't.
That's why she gets the fucking money.
Hold on, listen.
That's why niggas are paying after the breakup. Hey, listen. There just might be a chance
to get that back.
Clap it up. This is crazy. This is the greatest podcast we ever did, man. We acted like the what today. We asked the question and answered it. Yeah. This might be like my other podcast.
Yeah, you're so silly.
Pretty great.
I want to talk about something before we get out of here, though, because I don't want to do a disservice to anybody that may identify with what you spoke. Uh-huh. Right. You spoke about growing up in the forces system. Mm-hmm. Was there any, I don't want to pose it weird. Was there anything you witnessed during that time which led to you always, like you said, always feeling like the need to be in survival mode?
Anything I witnessed during that time.
Or just anything that you went through. Like, what is the thing that sparked that switch in your head? Right. Like, it's survival mode to the death of me.
Listen, I done been through everything you could imagine twice. You know, I was in gangs. I was like, I done been through everything you could think of. You know, I've had my ex get shot in the head. Like, I've been through everything.
About to say, I understand the Blue Jasmine now.
Mm. But makes sense, yeah. In the Bronx?
Hey,
you know how to do it.
And so I think that, I think it's a New York thing. You know what I mean? I also think, my parents had me when they was young too. My mom was 18, my dad was 20. Mm. And so they was still, you know, my dad was, you know, he had like crack houses. So it was like, I still always lived in that mode. It was just how I grew up. It's just what we know. It's just like, you know what I mean? You could be up today and down tomorrow. So facts. I feel like it's important to have, and I would never want to lose that mindset. For a long time, I was always, my mother was very strong with me. Like, she's a very strong person. And like, to the point where if I had anything that I fell on the floor, in life or in real life or whatever, she was the type to be like, girl, get over it. Stop crying. It's not that serious. You know, tomorrow's a better day.
That's good, though.
And for a long time, I was like, you know, I wish I had a mom. I was like, you know what I mean? But I'm so grateful today because it's like, yo, all the stuff that I've been through, if I would have had my parents cater to me in a way that most people want to grow up, I would have never been able to survive none of that.
You wouldn't have
and
been
be
prepared.
Who I am. You know what I mean? A lot of people that that I know are like, or that have been through similar shit that I've been through, are not in the right spaces. You know what I mean? And I thank God that, you know, I'm not like alcoholic. I'm not a party person. I don't do no type of drugs. I'm not into none of that. So I'm grateful for being in survival mode because I'm always on point and I'm always on my toes, you know?
That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like this guy. I like this guy a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for coming to Next Door, man. Yeah. This is fire.
Appreciate you coming next door, grabbing some sugar with us. You know what
I mean?
We're gonna check you before you leave. You know,
we have to.
You gonna do what?
Gotta check your pockets.
You be looking. You gonna have to.
I saw her in the kitchen. She was looking at the spoons.
She looked like she be stealing. You know what I'm saying? Looked like she be stealing.
So you don't got your credit cards on you? That's what you're saying.
Mouse, hurry this up.
Listen, if there's one person credit card not steal, it spins. Cause you're going down.
I'm about to say, hey, he's getting that new tooth next week. Hey, he has some money.
Listen, you steal spins. Listen, listen, she steal that credit card. She's going down for a lot more than just stealing a credit card.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. Listen, Matt, you got anything coming up?
Man, nothing much, man. Just this Broadway play, Thoughts of a Colored Man. Make sure you guys go get your tickets on telecharge.com. Yeah, man. Broadway, man. That's the only thing coming up right now.
Right now.
That's dope.
What you got coming up? You got anything coming up?
Oh, my God. I have so much coming up.
All right. Oh, excuse me.
So much. It's been such a crazy week or two. So I've had so many requests with girls, as you would imagine, wanting to know how they could get this done or how they could get part of this lifestyle. And I also have men hitting me up. I don't know if you've seen, if you don't follow me, I've posted like who's paying bills today. And there's men that are actually saying, yeah. And then I'm posting them and girls are sending their Cash App. And then girls are hitting me up like, oh, I really got $200.
What?
Oh,
wow.
So are you going to do seminars?
Hey.
Fucking relax.
I can't inquire. I'm just asking. So, she should do seminars.
So I have this website called Sugar Social. Our first party is in August. We're vetting the guys heavily to make sure that they really got the bread that they're saying they have. And then they're basically going to pay for private, we're going to have a chef and everything, and they're basically going to pay for a private time with you in that moment. You know what I mean? So we're doing that. I'm also...
Sounds cheap.
Hey.
No, it's not a brothel.
Sounds just like a brothel, actually. No.
Please, if
Olivia Benson show up outside...
You watch your indictment mouth, all right?
I'm going to act just like Ice-T. I'm saying
Tutuola.
Tutuola. Yeah, that's a brothel. I know a brothel when I see a brothel.
We also in talks of doing a reality show. Like okay. I've had so many people contact me.
Fire.
So that we're also dope. In talks of that where the winner will get their rent paid for a year.
Yeah. Wow. Rent paid.
Period. And so we're doing that. And you know, I've had other people, you know, I've been in indie films already in the past, like small little parts.
Fire.
But I've had other people recently hit me up, so hopefully you'll see me doing that.
We like that.
Talk about so many things, girl. Oh my god, that's awesome.
Y'all gonna know. Listen. We need to get her hooked up with Che so Che could get this joint paid for the year. You hear me? You hear me?
Che.
Hey.
Che.
Hey, Che. Che, look, I'm looking at you right now. Che. Hey.
I think my favorite part about this, right, is that because I do think because of the nature of conversation, the nature of the way people just place certain people, I think people always tend to think I'm always against something.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I tell people all the time, pretty comes with privilege. If you can do it, do it. Or you wouldn't be able to do it.
That's fine.
So, 1,000% of support, especially these dumb niggas.
Get can you stop niggas. Calling my niggas dumb, bro?
It's not. I won't say they
can
dumb.
Call them rich niggas. They
rich,
like that.
Rich, yeah, dumb rich niggas. Yeah,
I'll say they're I can't think of anything. Rich, they dumb.
Dumb niggas with discretionary funds, right? But you know why? But you know why? I really fuck with you, because at no point did I hear anything predatory, right? Like, I don't hear you trying to run this game on a nigga that work at like the plant
foot block,
right? Like, you know, because sometimes girls are just. Some women just evil like that sometimes. Like, damn, bitch, you are running this nigga little foot locker check into the ground.
Into the ground.
This nigga get $200 a week. I need $197. Let him live on $3 if he loves me.
No.
So I respect that. And that's my only pushback. The only time you'll ever hear me push back, I'm like, you doing this to broke niggas? Bitch, go over there and do it, stupid. So, yeah, 100%. You got our support, whatever you need. I actually do want to speak to you offline.
Okay.
Because I think that sugar social, mm-hmm. something we could probably...
We could definitely help with.
It could probably be a great benefit 200%. To you by us coming aboard. So
yeah.
We'll talk to you offline about that. Little brother, what you got going on?
What you got going on?
No, please don't curse at him calling me little bro.
I stayed out of it.
Nyla Simone, what do you have going on?
Well, I have a podcast with Mouse.
Hey!
Every Monday, Black Effect, iHeartMedia, and have a show coming on with Revolt.
Hey!
Oh! Like 106 in part.
Oh, wow. Shit. Come on, clap it up.
Fellas,
niggas who want to invest in my sis. Come on, she's going places in life.
Talk about it.
Niggas, get her. She got the bag. Get her, nigga. She got the bag.
It's okay. I have a boyfriend. So, yeah, that's what I got going on.
That's it?
Hey, Mouse Jones.
I mean, damn, I mean.
Ain't you on, you're on late
night. Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm on Power 105.1 every night, 2:00 a.m.
I really hate being
late night shift.
I really hate being supportive.
Don't do that, because you forgot that you was going on a whole guy next door tour on the Breakfast Club interview, and I had to remind you.
There we go.
You're welcome.
That's a good friend.
Guy next door are definitely going on tour, so make sure you pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Trap Karaoke is back on tour August 13th. We will see y'all in Atlanta. That is a sold out show. So if you have not got there, sorry for you. August 14th, we will be in DC. Mm-hmm. That is also a sold out show.
And I'm DJing, right?
Damn.
Okay, cool.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh, really?
Part about that.
Wow.
I see.
You coming to DC?
Yeah, when is it?
Look, she's fronting.
Yeah, but no, what we doing?
August 14th, Trap Karaoke.
It's going to be lit.
And what we doing?
I just said, okay. All right.
No, she's asking, what are we doing?
What is over there?
Trap Karaoke. It's a big party.
Oh, okay. Like, we rapping Future on
whatever you want to do.
Precisely.
Whatever you want to do.
I think, is that everything? Oh, like Nyla said, Mondays after you listen to the what? Listen to God Next Door. After you listen to God Next Door, listen to the what? Let that be what you do each and every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon. It is patreon.com/God Next Door Pod.
Yep.
Music Breaker.
Oh, yeah.
So as you guys know, the good people at Music Breaker had decided to collab with us to make their own Get the Drawers playlist.
So before we do our selections, mm-hmm. let's ask the ladies. So we have this playlist called the Get the Drawers playlist, mm-hmm. as you guys know.
Okay.
And every episode, we asked our family to put a song on there that will help get the drawers. So... Blue Jasmine.
A song that's going to help get the drawers. I don't know.
She going to be saying something like the cash register.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
At the mall.
It's going down.
I hate everything about this podcast.
Oh my God.
It's probably my last day podcast. And I'm telling you now.
I don't know.
All right,
we'll come back to you. Okay.
I'm gonna go with Rihanna. Yeah, I said it. And
No, this other one.
I feel like it's a hit. This is a new one where I'm like,
nah. So you either go with that one or nothing.
All right, cool. Rihanna. Give me my mic.
I like Summer Walker Body.
Okay. Well, me and Mac, we're going to do our obligations.
Let's do it.
We've been going through your submissions.
We have.
A thousand plus submissions.
Y'all.
We've been going through them. So this week, I am putting on Emotions by Courtney Noel. That is my Music Breaker Get the Drawers playlist choice.
That was pretty good.
Emotions.
That one I actually liked a little bit.
A little bit.
Now, you know which one I really banged with? We're going to go with Aquarius by EJ.
That was a bar.
That joint was kind of fire, my G. Like, it was a nice little drum loop on there. Like, you did your thing, champion. You did your thing. So, yeah, that's my choice.
So, make sure y'all go check out these artists. And make sure you check out the Guys Next Door Music Breaker Get the Drawers playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure we see y'all ass on Monday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.